AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Continued protests in Israel triggered by the murder of those six hostages in Gaza whose bodies were retrieved over the weekend. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from Tel Aviv.
In the crowd, six symbolic coffins carried representing the six who were killed.
Demonstrators have just breached a barrier that the security service tried to set up, which is just a few hundred feet from Prime Minister Netanyahu's home.
And steadfast on their insistence for a ceasefire deal, Hamas now warning against further military rescue missions from Israel, saying hostages will return, quote, inside coffins.
Pope Francis has arrived in Indonesia at the start of his longest trip as Pope. He will also visit Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. Thousands of unionized hotel workers remain off the job. They are striking several major hotel chains in at least eight cities. The employees, from housekeepers to front desk operators, want more money and for their employers to address understaffing. This is ABC News. One person is dead, two are still missing after an accident on the Connecticut River. The Coast Guard says nine people were on a boat that hit a break wall. A new law in Texas that's supposed to help protect children online is now on hold.
Among other things, House Bill 18 blocks underage users' online access to content on suicide, substance abuse, and grooming. Republican Todd Hunter was a co-sponsor.
Everybody now stalks you online, and it's an unfortunate day, but you know, this is the technology they use.
But federal judge Robert Pittman says politically charged terms like grooming are simply too vague, and he's put that part of the statute on hold. But social media companies are now prohibited from collecting data on underage users. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Some American history up for auction in Great Britain. A coin designed by Benjamin Franklin and dating back to 1776 is expected to sell for thousands. A British auction house found it under some jewelry in a coffee tin. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit WisCap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic running mate Tim Walz tells a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Donald Trump is keen to enact so-called right-to-work laws that disadvantage workers.
It means the right to work for less money. It means the right to work in dangerous situations. It means the right to work with no pensions. That's what right to work means.
Press pool vans following Walz were involved in a crash on their way to the speech. A Harris campaign staffer reportedly suffered a broken arm. A reporter may have had a concussion. President Biden travels to southwest Wisconsin on Thursday. He's expected to talk about the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in central Wisconsin on Saturday. Trump campaign says it will happen at the airport in Mosinee starting at 1 in the afternoon. This is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Chourio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Quarterback Jordan Love said coaches have been preparing players for the trip.
I mean, it's just a lot of unknowns that kind kind of, it's one of those things, like I like to say, it's out of our control. So, you know, just trying to focus on everything I can do to get myself prepared for the game, for the defense we're going to see in the game plan. And then, obviously, once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today, up to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5 to 10. It is going to be a really nice day again today. Tonight, clear, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80. 83 on Thursday. Then we're going to start to get a little taste of fall by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Not coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay.
All right, we've got the handles. We've got the steering wheel. We are on our way.
Got it. Yeah. 706, 92.7 FM, and 1580 on your AM radio dial, WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Show for a Tuesday. Yeah, short work week. Back to school.
It is, yeah.
Here's your back to school weather this morning.
Nope.
58 degrees to start things up.
Slip that in.
High near 76 today as you get kids head out to the bus stop, you know, grab that backpack, maybe a light jacket or a sweater, but you won't need it later on today.
Don't forget to throw in an umbrella in the backpack.
Oh, well, there's no rain in the forecast.
No, you want to always have it with you.
Just in case. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. Terry Bell joins us this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How was your three-day weekend?
It was.
Get out and do anything?
Sublime. I sure did. Went back to the Driftless region. I had a great time. Caught up with family at a winery out there, which is always a great setting. And obviously the wine, you know, helps move the conversation along. It was a great time. The weather was just perfect.
After it was
a crazy weather summer. You go on road trips on a weekend and the weather doesn't want to cooperate with your plans, but oh my gosh, this weekend.
Perfect 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
I love the southwest of Wisconsin,
isn't it beautiful?
The Driftless region, all the hills and valleys and just, it's gorgeous. And, of course, Biden is going to be visiting in this week, right?
Yeah, he'll be in Westby, a smallish town just a little bit south of La Crosse.
Yeah, that'll be good. So what's the story of the day, Terry?
Well, the story of the day, I could have gone with several, and normally I don't like to dwell on homicides too much, but this one is just having such a huge impact on Whitewater.
Shocking.
Kara Welsh, a student athlete who was shot to death on Friday. Today's the first day of classes back at Whitewater, and it's just cast such a pall over that community. Whitewater being one of the smaller college towns in Wisconsin, so it's having, the reverberations are all across town.
Now, she was a star athlete, right?
Yeah, national champion gymnast, and she's from Plainfield, Illinois. Quite accomplished, a business major, seemed to have everything going for her. As far as we can tell, she and the suspect, who's been arrested but not yet charged, were arguing. And when police arrived, she had been shot several times.
Oh, that's a tragic story.
Yeah.
It's awful.
But, you know, people are trying to, you know, get through this first day of school as best they can. But it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
It's never easy, and especially in a small town.
Exactly. You know, when everybody knows everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
It's it makes it all that much worse.
All right.
Getting packed to campaign stuff. Who do we have visiting this week?
I know.
It's like every week we've got
Wisconsin for you in 2024. Yeah. So President Biden, as you mentioned, is coming to Westby on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then Donald Trump will be in Mosinee on Saturday.
Mosinee.
Yeah. Well, there's an airport there. So I think it's a nice, easy stop.
Anywhere there's an airport.
Perfect.
So you hit and run.
Yeah.
Just go ahead. Yeah,
maybe they can AI a crowd at that airport. hand at it.
Right. Well, Terry, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hope you have a good short work week here.
You too.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Sounds good.
10 minutes past the hour. Our number is 608-879-8255 if you'd like to send us a text or give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, speaking of Trump, how easy is it for him to change his mind? What does it take for him to change his mind? Not much.
He flip-flops a lot lately.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
The Trump trout.
Billy Bass.
Oh, my gosh.
Presidential candidates.
Anyway,
what's he changing his mind about now?
He changed his mind on the Florida Amendment 4 that would legalize abortion through the 9th month. He's changed his mind.
What?
A day after he sounded close to supporting it, freaking out social conservatives.
Yeah?
Shouted and yelled at him. They gave him a message loud and clear saying,
really?
You can't possibly want to support that.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Trump said all he wants is their vote, remember? Way back when. He only wants their vote. He doesn't care about them.
Yeah.
So this is one way to make him change his mind and threaten to not vote for him. And let's listen to Cut 12 here. This is Trump and his reasoning for changing his mind on Florida Amendment 4.
Voting yes or no on Amendment 4 in Florida.
So I think 6 weeks, you need more time than 6 weeks. I've disagreed with that right from the early primaries when I heard about it. I disagreed with it. At the same time, the Democrats are radical because the 9 months is just a ridiculous situation where you can do an abortion in the 9th month. And, you know, some of the states like Minnesota and other states have it where you could actually execute the baby after birth. And all of that stuff is unacceptable. So I'll be voting no for that reason.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds easy enough, right?
Executing the babies after birth.
Yes. Which doesn't happen. It's never happened any place at all. And, you know, doctors have a Hippocratic oath.
Doesn't work like that.
So they're not going to do it anyway. So I don't know. But you know what? He could use that excuse, that style of excuse, every time he wants to change his mind about anything at all. And now think of it. In regards to IVF or birth control pills.
Yeah. What's his stance on that?
Well, he is for IVF, and he's for birth control pills, not banning any of those. But again, these individuals will whine and complain. The mega right will whine and complain, and he will probably change his mind based on what they're saying and use the same excuse that the radical left is going to do this, that, and the other thing. He'll make some stuff up, right? Now, Chris Hayes posted this on X. I thought this was a good comment. Trump's flip-flop and obviously buckling to hardcore anti-abortion forces in the party is a political godsend for the Harris campaign. Shows he'll do whatever it takes and whatever people tell him. And he's, boy, I tell you, this was a surprise, right? The amendment was just too tight.
Should be longer than 6 weeks. All of a sudden, he's changing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for votes.
Well, with the radical left killing babies after they're born, well, yeah, that's, you certainly can't let that happen.
never happened.
Not will.
Never happens.
Again, will Trump protect IVF?
Well, that's the thing.
And then even pay for it, because he wants to pay for it. Right.
It's an expensive procedure for many of those.
It's really, it is very expensive. Yeah. Because you have to do it a number of times. It's like a $10,000 procedure, and you have to do it maybe two or three times.
Right.
In order to get the results.
So he's saying the government will pay for that.
That's what
he
wants
to do. Or he's going
to
make the insurance companies pay for it.
Right. Exactly.
Good luck with that.
But, you know, on TV this weekend, the governor of Massachusetts, Maura Healey, she had a comment. She was asked that question. What do you think? Trump support that? She had a pretty obvious answer. Cut 13.
He wants to require insurance companies to cover IVF treatments. Is that something that you and parents in your states would welcome?
Well, first of all, don't believe anything that Donald Trump says. You know, as Attorney General, I had to sue him over 100 times for his lies. And as governor, I've seen the very real difference between a Trump administration and an administration that we'll have with Kamala Harris. When it comes to health, women's health, reproductive freedom, there can be no clear a difference in this election. Kamala Harris stands squarely for reproductive freedom. She supports women's access to health care. She knows the importance of giving women the freedom and the resources to protect care. Donald Trump, remember, is the architect of the undoing of Roe. He has said just the other day he's going to support the draconian abortion ban in Florida, the six-week abortion ban. So, you know, I don't think Donald Trump can spell IVF, let alone understand what it means, because his own Project 2025, remember, which establishes a fetal personhood, would undermine and take away IVF treatment. In addition, right, Donald Trump is the person who tried to undo the Affordable Care Act time and time again. So don't believe Donald Trump when it comes to women's health, women's reproductive freedom, and Americans' access to health care. He doesn't believe in or support any of it. Kamala Harris does. She'll fight for it. She'll protect it.
And you got to kind of wonder, you know, when a news person asks a dumb question like that. I hate to sound like Trump on that, but, you know, these are obvious questions. We know that Trump will vote any way he can to get some other people to vote for him, and he won't take any chances on this.
Mm-hmm.
So IVF is one of those big talking point deals that, you know, obviously will have a huge impact in the election, and also birth control. And you know that the Republicans already voted against bills supporting IVF.
Yeah. Hey, we have Dick on the phone line this morning. He has a comment about Trump.
Yes.
Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Good morning. I was just watching Morning Joe, and Jeffrey Goldberg is on talking a new book called, I forget what it was now, I think Heroism. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's talking about when Trump, remember when he wanted to let the troops either shoot or wound people to clear the streets and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, according to his book, one of the generals, Kelly, I think he said it was, at a point said, Trump said to him, well, why can't my generals listen to me like Hitler's did? and then he pointed out to Trump, well, sir, Hitler's generals tried to kill him. And then I guess he kind of changed this, too.
That's beautiful. What a great answer.
Just how stupid this guy is.
I know.
Across the board on everything.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for that.
Thanks a lot. Yeah,
we got to move on here.
And remember that frozen embryos have the same rights as children.
Mm-hmm.
Fetal personhood.
Yes.
Anyone think the MAGAs won't force Trump or politicians to ban it? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. 18 minutes past the hour. Beautiful day today. We're seeing sunshine and 59 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 70s. When we come back, we'll check in with our Civic Media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, next on The John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air. Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM. It's the John and Gordy. It's a Monday kind of Tuesday after a 3-day weekend edition.
Yes, it is. 20 minutes past the hour and beautiful sunshine here. Let's check
you
in.
You know who can thank for that? Brittany Merlot.
We thank you, Brittany Merlot, for all the beautiful sunshine this
morning.
Thank
you for that great weekend. You are something else.
It was great.
You're welcome.
Wonderful weather all weekend long.
See, I got your back always.
You do. Yeah. We were complaining about mosquitoes. Well, I didn't see any.
Nope.
You know, in this cool weather in the evenings kills them.
I guess.
Makes them go home.
I really haven't seen very many mosquitoes.
I haven't seen many at all.
Place.
Yeah,
and I was in the woods, and it was a lot less than the past few holidays, so it was pretty nice to have
Where in the woods were you?
Yeah.
Wandering
in the woods?
Okay.
Wandering in the woods. Exactly.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. My goodness, the water is nice and warm. The beaches were perfect. The people were having a blast, but those nights, like you said, were crisp and cold. I had to turn that heater on in the camper.
Oh,
I was shivering, waking up.
Kidding.
Oh, goodness.
That is something else.
Wow, you went way north. Huh?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I sure did. I mean, temperatures in some places up there, I think, hit 34 degrees overnight on Sunday night.
Wow, that is chilly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's looking pretty good today here. How is the rest of this short work week shaping up, especially for the kids heading back to school? You know, they need to know what kind of stuff to wear, right?
Right. It's the bus stop weather.
Bus stop weather again.
Bus stop weather. I think the layered look is going to be very popular.
You are on it. You are trending.
Really?
Thank you. I got it.
We love to be trending.
Yes, layers, because it's those crisp early mornings, and then by the afternoon, we're feeling a little much more comfortable where you don't need all of that. So highs today into the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we get a little bit warmer into the upper 70s. Sunshine holding tight. The only difference is by this afternoon and through tomorrow, it's going to be a little breezy.
That's it.
Big deal. Big deal.
How much of a breeze? What are we talking about? Because I just put up this this gazebo device in my patio.
Ooh.
And it's actually, it's kind of a tent. It's like a canopy, screened-in canopy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've got it all tied down and everything, but I don't know what, what wind resistance it can take without blowing away down the street.
You know, I've warned him.
We need to know the weather rating.
I have warned this guy, you know, with this tent, he's gonna lose it, you know?
No, you come over and see. I've got it all tied down. There's no way it's going to blow away.
Well, you think.
Okay.
I don't think these winds are going to do it. But, you know, with the fall coming around, those winds get a little vicious. So you might want to make sure it's really reinforced.
Sometimes they have some kind of venting at the very top of that tent.
This has
in order
that.
For really?
Oh,
yes. There you go.
Nice one.
He knows how to shop.
Does it have lights?
Come over sometime.
Okay. Well, you just put it up this weekend.
Now, I heard there might be some rain in the forecast late in the week, Thursday or Friday. Did you see any of that?
Yeah, we're looking at Thursday. This cold front is dropping through. So probably by the afternoon, you'll start to see some showers, maybe a small storm push in. Nothing big, nothing major, doesn't even look severe. But that could still spin some spotty sprinkles Friday through the area.
Oh, no.
As the cold air moves in. We're talking Highs in the upper 60s on Friday and the low 60s on Saturday.
Okay.
Nice. I like
bit
that.
Bit of a change in the weather.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know, tomorrow is Wednesday, so that's our interplanetary weather day. So this time around, we're going to let you pick the planet, okay?
Perfect.
All right.
I'm going to do my research.
We're kind of running out of planets, aren't we?
There are lots of planets out there beyond our solar system, too. You could put, you know, K-723 way out there in, Milky Way somewhere.
I thought maybe we could just delve into the multiverse.
Oh, well.
The Marvel Universe.
Yeah, or go into the black hole and see what the,
That's not it. Look, I've got a suggestion for those very, very cold nights in your apartment, Marilla.
Yeah.
This is a great companion for you, you know?
Yeah.
What you got?
Well, listen to this.
From the 45th President of the United Ponds of America.
Let's make fishing great again, okay?
He's here. Everyone's favorite fish, Trumpy Trout.
No one has ever seen a fish like me.
Trumpy Trout is an animatronic talking fish with a big personality.
There he goes.
Trumpy Trout. Put it right up there on your bookshelf in back of you there.
Right there. He's got a spot.
Yeah.
Your companion, someone to talk to in the middle of the night when you get up.
Yeah, there you go.
Got to figure it out.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll start talking in the middle of the night. I'll be screaming and running out.
Very good. All right, Brittany, good to talk to you. We'll chat with you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
All right.
You too, guys.
Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, 725. And highs today in the mid-70s.
All right. Well, let's get to something very important.
Okay.
What are you pointing to?
Well, we have a phone call. Do you want to do that now?
Let's go to the phone call.
Mark's been waiting on the line here to talk to
Probably
us.
Probably wants Trumpy Trout.
He might.
Wall hanging.
Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, Trump is kind of like the old Queen song. Anyway, the wind blows, he'll go whatever direction it is.
That's true.
And of course, when you talk to the wind, as in the old King Crimson one, the wind is not here.
That's right. I remember that.
Some good references there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trump does remember a lot. That actually did a rewrite of 21st Century Schizoid Man.
Deep cuts, man. We're getting into deep cuts here. So.
That was a great cut from King Crimson.
That was
a classic. Yeah.
Great album.
It really is. And great album cover, too. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a good one. I've got it on LP and then on disc too. So,
yeah, you're all set.
Yep.
Mark,
thanks, guys.
Thank you for your call.
Yeah,
appreciate it. 608-879-8255. Call us or text us. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, always. Feel free to give us a call and tell us what you're thinking. I want to get to something that we heard this guy before on our show. It's Texas State Representative James Tallarico.
Okay.
He is one of the stars down there in Texas. I swear he's going to be in Congress soon. But anyway, he had a little something about Christian nationalism, and this is cut number 10. Let's listen.
Too many Christians have forgotten all about Jesus and now worship at the feet of Donald Trump, a business cheat, a pathological liar, a serial adulterer, a twice impeached insurrectionist, a convicted felon, an adjudicated rapist. I guess it's hate the sin, elect the sinner. That seems to be the new motto of too many Christians in this country. And so I just try to ask myself a simple question when I engage in this democracy, in the political process, what would Jesus do? I remember when I was a kid, people walked around with those bracelets with the letters WWJD.
Yep.
And I think that question is still relevant today in this election. What would Jesus do about a tax system that benefits the rich over the poor? What would Jesus do about a healthcare system that forces the sick to start GoFundMe pages to afford life-saving surgeries?
Yeah.
What would Jesus do about an education system that ties a child's school funding to their community's property wealth?
Mm-hmm.
These are the questions that we Christians should be asking ourselves when we walk into that voting booth this November. And I'll just speak for myself. My faith leads me to support Vice President Harris and Governor Walz in this election, out of love for my neighbors.
There you go.
That's it.
Sums it up.
It does.
Yeah. You have a problem when people have to put GoFundMe pages together to pay for their medical care. I mean, it's just outrageous to even think. And why we haven't changed it because of that is anybody's guess.
Yeah, that's it. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. 729. And we're coming back with Media World next on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. EverAg joins us next with an explanation on why dairy producers have seen price support in the last few weeks.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
The Class 3 milk and cheese prices have seen fireworks in the past couple of weeks. EverAg's Vice President of Producer Services, Ryan Yonkman, says this is due to bullish buying events. Among other things, he says demand hasn't necessarily been great this year, but it has been better than expected.
I think there was a lot of expectations around poor demand, and I'd say a lot of poor demand ended up being okay demand. And you're doing that on the backside of what was really record exports through Q2, when we can all remember milk was not $23, but it was more like $15. So that time there definitely helped us clear some product and cleared it into a market where I think milk continues to surprise the industry, not only domestically but globally, and that U.S. milk production remains negative and likely to stay there for a while.
Ryan Yonkman is the Vice President of Producer Services with EverAg. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production,
so they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
The State Department of Health Services has confirmed that two Wisconsinites have died and another was hospitalized because of the West Nile virus. The first three human cases of West Nile virus in Wisconsin were in residents of Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. The best way to protect yourself is to prevent mosquito bites, according to the department. Mosquito activity and the risk of infection of West Nile virus will continue into the fall until there's a hard frost. A hard frost is when temperatures fall below 28 degrees for at least 4 hours. Until then, wear bug spray and make sure to get rid of any standing water lying around your house. Mosquitoes only need a bottle cap full of water to lay hundreds of eggs. We have a full tip sheet at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a look at your agribusiness news on a Tuesday. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, up to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5 to 10. It is going to be a really nice day again today. Tonight, clear, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80. 83 on Thursday. Then we're going to start to get a little taste of fall by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
It's a beautiful morning. First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
Looks like I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
You're the smartest guy in the world. You're pretty dumb sometimes.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning. 7:34, sunshine today. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. It's back to school time. John, did you know this? Wisconsin has America's fourth best schools, according to a recent survey.
No, fourth best. Fantastic.
Number one being best 25 is average on these scores. So we came in first place in median SAT scores for the Badger State. We got a number one there, a number one in existence of digital learning plan.
That's great. That's great.
I don't even know what that, what's a digital learning plan?
Not quite sure.
Okay.
But it's nice to know we're number one in it.
Yeah. We got a fifth place award in math tests.
Yep.
These are all Wisconsin schools lumped together. Seventh in dropout rates.
In the nation.
In the nation. 15th in reading test scores. And then it goes down from there. Pupil-teacher ratio. We're 20th and 29th in median ACT scores.
When you say we're 7th in dropout rates, you mean...
I don't know what that means. I knew you were going to ask me, and I don't... Does that mean... Is that good or bad?
No,
I think it's good, right?
It's good.
We don't...
We have the 7th fewest number of dropouts.
Fewest.
Right.
Good. We'll go with that. Yeah.
Always adding a little confusion to the discussion there.
Hey,
you,
that's my job.
Well, happy back to school time. Hope you kids have a good day. Head back in.
You know, someday we're going to lose Sam to something sitting on the side of the road that he's going to want to remodel or change or clean.
Fix.
Or repair.
Right. You do that. I want to see your fix-up shop. You have that.
My basement is now my workshop, and it's tiny. Yeah. It's like the size of a bathroom.
Okay. Well, how are you going to fix my bike down there? Is that going to even get down the stairs?
Yeah, it will.
Okay.
I've just got an endless list of projects. I've got an endless list of projects at this point.
Well,
but Gordy,
you offered it up. I mean, if you don't want to do it, just tell me.
I had a garage when I offered.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I also have a table radio. It's an Admiral, and you think you can fix that?
That too. I can fix, yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll work on that. Okay.
All right.
It is 7:37.
Time for Media World.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. Flashing back in time. Here we go. Media World.
There they were, sitting in the studio, wondering what's it all mean.
What does it all mean?
I don't know.
Got a dream, knowing.
For you ought to know, it's a media world. You ought to know by now.
You ought to know.
You're all alone in a media world with John and Gordy going round and round.
Yeah, round and round until we get dizzy.
You bet.
Doesn't take much. Okay, well, what do we have in Media World today, John?
We're going to talk about Lex Luthor, the villain of Superman this time. All right. I mean, I thought this was kind of wild and interesting because among the many laughably unrealistic images of Donald Trump and the NFT collection, online collection that you could always call up on your phone, one stood out, the illustration of the former president and the classic Superman pose. I'm wondering how the hell he's getting away with this without DC Comics suing this.
Well,
seriously.
Yeah.
His new cards surround him with other DC superheroes, portly photoshopped images of himself as the Man of Steel, J.D. Vance, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., all as the League of Superheroes, right?
League of Nut Jobs.
Yeah. America needs a superhero, Trump proclaimed in the video posted to Truth Social. Well, here's what Trump said to John Harwood in an interview in regards to that.
Can't wait.
Actually, a lot of truth.
But we don't have Superman presidents.
No, but we will if you have Trump. You watch.
There you go. See? We don't have a Superman president. We will if he's elected.
Really?
He pictures himself as Superman.
I wonder what Trump's kryptonite is.
Good question.
Well, anyway, Trump has it wrong again, right? I mean, he gets everything wrong. He's actually the template for Lex Luthor in the 80s reboot of the character.
Yeah.
And this is from the Daily Beast. I got this story from them. It says here, of course, Donald Trump was our model. They reported that John Byrne, who came up with the miniseries Man of Steel, said that he based Lex Luthor on Trump.
Wow.
All right.
No kidding.
Now, here's a little audio from New York Magazine. They had an article on this, and they presented this audio of Lex Luthor talking about being exposed. About, in regards to being a supervillain.
Oh, okay.
All right. And it's really strange. Let's just a little sample of it here.
Are we looking for cut two?
Cut two.
I believe you took something that belongs to me.
Have you seen the latest polls? It's beginning to look like you're going to be our next president, just like in that other world.
I wouldn't bet against me.
No, it wouldn't be prudent. I want you to understand something, Luthor. Although my distaste for you as a human being is Brobdingnagian, what I'm about to do isn't personal.
What are you babbling about?
Everything that exists has a specific nature, and no matter what reality he calls home, Luthor is Luthor. If I'm to save the world, your existence must come to an end before you take office.
Interesting plan.
Yes, interesting.
Unfortunately.
Okay. It's,
wow. Yeah, that was another superhero threatening him, threatening to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it didn't quite work out that way. But anyway, Lex Luthor template from Trump.
That's interesting.
It's not surprising either. Get this.
No.
This is a weird aside to this whole story. From the presidential suite at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, Trump shared an idea he was considering, get this, when he left the hospital, he wanted to appear frail at first when people saw him.
Really?
But underneath, he would wear a Superman T-shirt, which he would reveal as a symbol of strength when he ripped the shirt open. He ultimately did not go ahead with the stunt, but it occurred to him.
Wow, that would have been great if he'd done that. That would have been really something.
Yeah. Wow.
Wonder who talked him out of that.
Maybe he just forgot by the time he got to the door. Who
Maybe
knows?
So.
Right?
Maybe so.
Right?
Hey, we have an event going on here, John. I know this is another one that you're going to be interested in because we like to keep on top
quilts,
of what's happening.
Quilts are top of the mind now.
Well, that's happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You can go to the quilt show out at the Alliance Center. This one I know you're involved with. The Saber Combat Club is having a meeting today. They're going to have a sparring session. It happens at 6:30 this evening at Vilas Park. Near the tennis courts. So they'll, you get sharpen your sword and you can be a part of the Saber Legion. The Madison chapter of the Saber Legion, by the way, it's a global community, meets weekly to practice and perfect the art of sword and saber combat. So if you're out at Vilas Park,
near
the tennis courts, don't be afraid
this.
When you see these guys walking up with their sabers.
Oh, man.
To practice what they do. By the way, they're open. It's free to go to that, and they do accept donations.
I would assume they have lightsabers.
I don't
think, you'd think
these
so.
These are real swords.
Are you guys familiar with LARPing?
Yes.
LARPing?
Yeah.
No. What does that mean?
Live action role play. So, Dungeons and Dragons?
Right.
think of that, but you act out everything that your character does.
Okay.
Right. Over the weekend, I saw some people in James Madison Park doing a LARPing battle. They were like battling each other with foam swords and shields and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Foam swords.
Well, that works for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You wanna maybe do that before you step up to the real sharp ones?
Yeah. Yeah. Might be a good idea.
I remember getting injured so many times doing sword fighting when I was a kid. Never a good idea.
Right? Yeah, when I was a kid, your dad might make you a sword, you know, like out of wood or something, sort of blunt the point of it a little bit. Yeah. But still, it was a weapon. I mean, fighting other kids
but again,
in the neighborhood.
You didn't just hit each other with sticks that you found in the woods?
Well, that happened too.
Yeah, right. It's a little rougher back then.
Yeah. 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 Okay. I ran across an interesting study. You know, we are in the media world here. And,
right. Let's get back to it.
Yeah. Well, we could get back to it. Okay. Do you want to talk about LARPing yet?
No,
you know, because, the sword fighting is pretty interesting.
You could move on. What?
Really?
All right. What do you got?
Because I know they have Nerf swords.
They do.
So that's probably something
that
they have.
They got Nerf guns, and they got everything.
Yeah, my kids bought a few of those Nerf swords.
Sure.
And they're pretty cool.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty neat. All right. Well, and they have some weight to it, so it's not too bad. And you don't get injured. And like I said, the hand guards on the sticks that we used to sword fight with, they didn't stay on.
No.
And you always wrecked your hand, and you always walked away with a broken hand or finger or something like that.
Bloody palm.
At least that, right? Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I thought this was really interesting as we move to electric vehicles.
Yes.
A lot of different things have popped up. Hydrogen vehicles. They're thinking of all these different ways of creating a moving vehicle without electricity even now. So things are going to change dramatically in the next 50 years or so. But so far, it's the battery and the electric car battery. Now, they have one that you can charge in just 5 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
A British startup may have found the answer to one of the frustrations of driving an electric car waiting around for the battery to charge. Nybolt has developed a new lithium-ion battery that was charged in just from 10% to 80% in just 4.5 minutes, faster than the 20 minutes or so it normally takes now. A fast charger out from Tesla, they have a fast charger, supercharger.
Hmm.
It's also much closer to 2 minutes it takes to fill up the average gasoline-powered car. So, it takes some time to fill up a car as well.
Right.
Except, sometimes people have a hard time figuring out how to do it. Filling up their car. How long does it take you to figure these things out, guys? It's just a gas station.
Yeah, what state is it that doesn't allow you to pump your gas still? Is that Oregon?
Oh, I don't
something?
Know.
Really?
Yeah, there's at least one state that you still are not allowed to pump your own gas at.
I didn't know that.
You know, as much as frustrating as I get to watch people, look for their card. And then, the car didn't scan the right way.
Right.
And they're sitting there.
You're frustrated.
I have something in reverse on that now.
Okay.
I notice when I drive up that some of these people, they get out of the car and they just start filling up. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. You got to put the card in.
Right.
The double card.
How do they
go to Costco? I don't know. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm watching them. And they didn't do the process, the whole system.
Okay, well, that's old school, right? You just go in and the pump is on, you just pay when you're done, right?
No.
Are they doing the trick where you go up to a pump and just like let the last little bit of pressure out of it to get like a tiny little bit of gas, and then they go to all the pumps to get like a gallon?
That would seem counterproductive.
That would be slow. Wow. Anyway, let's get back to this really fast charging battery. Key to the battery's ability to be charged super fast without a big impact on the longevity is a design that means they generate less heat. Nybolt is currently in talks to sell the batteries to 8 electric car manufacturers, which is great, right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
But it's crucial to the battery that they get this this particular medium. It's niobium, some kind of chemical of some sort.
That's an element, I'm pretty sure.
As Kephart pointed out, last year, they only made a few tons of it compared to that graphite and commonly used anode materials for lithium batteries. It's almost impossible to come up with the amount of this chemical that they need to make these batteries. So they can produce them. They just need the materials to make them in the first place. So there's always a drawback.
I'm sure they've got the patent on all this, and so you know they'll have the corner on the market for the new style batteries.
Probably somewhere along the way.
Get some of that chemical stuff.
And you know, the
pipeline.
And now I'm finding out EVs are being sold in this country from China.
Yeah.
Because they're being sold as, get this, used vehicles.
Oh, well, there
instead
you go.
Of new, there's a blockade on new vehicles, but not used.
Kidding. 7:49, when we come back, leftovers, this, that, and the other, odds and ends on the John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Music to watch.
What
music to watch State Street by.
No, there, what's the actual?
I like that. Music to watch State Street
by. That's not the actual title of that song. Why don't you say the title?
Isn't that the title?
No. It's Music to Watch Girls by.
Oh, John, you know I picked but the instrumental version of the song so that you wouldn't need to say the title.
Exactly. But now we had to.
Oh, God.
Beautiful sunshine this morning. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. It's going to be gorgeous all day long. Enjoy it.
All right.
Back to schoolers. Have a great day.
Okay, we got some odds and ends here. But I thought this was really an important analysis.
What do you got?
Okay, because we're looking at, so far, Kamala Harris has a plan, a tax cut plan.
Right.
And Trump also has a tax cut plan, kind of. He wants to kind of continue the tax cut that he put in place in 2017.
For all the rich
corporations. All right, so there's a comparison. Somebody did the analysis and the comparison, and I think this will work on radio.
Okay. Well, we'll try it,
I'm hoping anyway. It's an easy description, and it'll give you kind of a heads up. It's a family of four, two adults, two kids. All right.
Okay.
And the yearly income is based on $75,000. The numbers that we're going to hear here are for a family of four, income $75,000. And I think it's really interesting for the megas to listen to. I think all voters should listen to this and find out what's really planned for the future.
Okay.
Let's check it out.
Whose tax plan is better for the average American family, Trump or Harris? Trump's policy is really to make his tax cuts from 2017 permanent. So you wouldn't really necessarily see any reduction in what you're currently seeing now. But when you break all those numbers down, after all their tax credits, their effective tax rate, and they're going to owe $1,676. Let's see how that same family would do with Kamala Harris. When you run all those numbers, you get down to an effective tax rate of 1.22%, owing $915 total. And just on the bare bones, that's a $761 advantage for Kamala Harris. But there is more to this story. Donald Trump is proposing a 10% tariff on all imports and a 60% tariff on all Chinese imports, which is going to dramatically affect how much your house can afford basic goods. Don't just take my word for it. Take this extraordinarily conservative think tank's word for it. They say that you're going to owe between $1,700 and $2,350 annually just from the 10% tariff and another $1,950 from the China tariff. That's an additional $4,000 impact on your family that does not come with Harris's proposals. And it's not just that think tank that found this. The Tax Foundation found the same thing. They say that it would equate to about a $300 billion tax hike on you. And that's just on the 10% tariff, not even including the China tariff.
Ouch.
So when you go back to our original math, Trump is actually at a $4,736 disadvantage for the average American family. That's not even accounting for the fact that Harris has in her plans for the average American family a ton of incentive for them to save on healthcare costs, for them to have an opportunity to purchase their first home if they haven't done so already. She has so many different elements within this plan that are going to be beneficial beyond just beating Trump head-to-head in straight-up tax structure. And I know the average person is going to say, look, that stuff you just talked about, that's going to cost money, and it's going to come out of my pocket in the end, right? Wrong. And I'll show you why. This is a chart breaking down how Harris's tax plans would affect people in 2026 based on their current income. So if you have a lower income over here, you're still going to get a pretty good savings, about $2,000 a year, $3,000 a year, somewhere in that zone. It's really up here when you're in the top 0.1% where you're getting screwed. But that is where the money is coming from. The revenue generating from taxing them is how they're going to pay for this stuff. You're not going to feel it. They are. And by contrast, here is Donald Trump's chart, which unsurprisingly backs up the exercise we just did, because if you are lower income, you make far less money under Trump, and if you are a very wealthy person, you do very well under Donald Trump. And that is the critical difference. So, it's abundantly clear that Kamala Harris's plans not only are better for you just from a straight taxation perspective if you're an average American, but they're also better for you when you factor in all the other elements of how their two policy structures are going to affect your bottom line as a household. I really got to give Republicans credit, too, because they have done an exceptional job messaging that the opposite of what I've just presented is true.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, he ran it all right down there.
Yeah,
that's
made it very, very clear.
Yeah.
So if you're a conservative voter, if you're a MAGA voter, and you heard something like this, would it not convince you to maybe reconsider? It seems like the MAGA voter has a very deep allegiance to Trump himself, to him as a personality, an individual.
Right.
And they put some of their personal beliefs in this person. So if there's any criticism of Trump, they feel offended themselves.
Right.
And that's the problem. Now, if they heard something like this, where it's really going to affect their pocketbook, where they're really going to be paying a whole heck of a lot more money while the rich make more money, you'd think that maybe there's something that will tick off in their head and go, wait a minute here. Maybe this isn't the best investment I can make for my family and for myself as well.
You would think if they were reasonable and logical and sensible that would ring true with them and they would realize the difference and that might change their minds.
Well, I'm hoping.
But unfortunately, they're part of the cult and they would just immediately say, well, that's fake news. I don't believe any of those numbers. That's crazy, Trump's what he is, and he's better for us.
And he'll get even with China.
Yeah.
I mean,
even with China.
We got to take care of that.
So,
I'm sure I've changed my mega friend's mind in Milwaukee if he's listening.
Yeah,
we haven't
heard from him lately.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good news.
We had a text here. I want to just mention Tyler. Thank you for this text. My favorite part about the argument about charge time for electric vehicles versus gas is that you can go use the bathroom while electric charges. You can't do that with gas-powered engine.
Now, that's kind of a good idea, isn't it?
You don't have to worry about it, overfilling or anything like that.
Spilling.
It's electricity.
You got a place like Quick Trip, right?
Right.
A grocery store with food.
Right.
Oh, my gosh,
Can you scroll back a little bit there? Do you have the mouse over there? Back to Doug's comment. Doug had... from Milwaukee had something about the hamburgers. I know he's all concerned about hamburger right now because if they close the border, if we get rid of the immigrant, send people back across
workers,
the border. Apparently, half of the workers that work in meat plants are immigrants or come over to do that. And he's worried about hamburger prices.
He's
and
the very available- worried. He says, "Have you guys considered the importance of hamburgers to low information voters?"
Yeah.
Guaranteed access to hamburgers wins.
Okay.
Doug, you're well, we'll right on, man.
We'll get into that tomorrow. We're all out of time for today. Tomorrow also, Mike McCabe will join us as it's Wednesday. Yeah. And we hope you have a great day. Enjoy your Tuesday.
It's going to be a great day today.
Talk to you
first thing
in the morning right here on WMDX. So long. Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy
Show. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.